of asylum seeking. And may I add to what was said by my colleague on the asylum, on a question by Norway regarding migration. We have a national strategy on migration, which was prepared by a participatory effort with the civil society. It is based on 3 points. Firstly, good governance in managing migration and the rights and our interests in other countries abroad, the protection and the of the rights of foreigners in Tunisia, as well as the protection of the rights of asylum seekers. We have now established a national council on Tunisians abroad. This council will be taking care of the rights and interests of Tunisian refugees abroad and to encourage them to invest in Tunisia. There's also a public authority which monitors all flows of migration and carries out research in the field of migration. Regarding the rights of migrants, there is a project financed by Switzerland on the protection of workers in response to the ratification of Convention 158 of ILO regarding the protection of the rights of workers and members of their families. This was a question by Bangladesh and Turkey. We thank them. Currently, there is a participatory effort by all concerned parties in order to study the ratification. In the meantime, all the foreigners in Tunisia enjoy education, health services, and other rights.